The Vital Statistics of Mental Health with psychologist David Abramson is brought to you by the High FM Helpline. Caring, compassionate, confidential. 0800 24 24 36.
David Abramson, psychologist in private practice. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was a bit manipulative there, wasn't I? Because I do have an agenda. I do.
Well, I was going to say that if you ever decide to be a psychologist, you have to change. I don't think your kind of byline would work. Like Howard Feldman, psychologist, no safe spaces. I don't know if that would really interest
that. Yes.
I don't know if that would attract a lot of clients. So we'd have to, we'll work on that.
Right. No, because you know what? Yes, I do want our listeners to be able to have any conversation with us, but it doesn't need to be safe. Why does it need to be safe? Put yourself out there. Take a risk. I'm not saying it's going to be safe. In fact, it's very hard to sometimes have the conversations that we want to. And I think it's misleading and dishonest to tell people that it's safe, because it actually isn't safe. It's quite scary to be able to say that. Rachadi says, can we say the electricity? No, stop it, Rachadi. So David, the conversation that we want to have today, or that certainly I want to have with you today is 1st of September was a pretty cold and miserable day here in Johannesburg, and in fact across most of the country. And there were a lot of memes going around saying, you know, with a photo of the most terrible weather, saying spring day 2020. And it was funny because part of us all felt that, like, what more do we expect from spring day 2020 than for it to be miserable? But then I started trying to remember spring days in prior years, and I can't remember them. Because even though we won't forget spring day 2020, we don't remember spring day 2019. Mm. So that said to me that, hold on a minute, are we just looking to be miserable?
Yeah. It's such a good question. But Howard, and not to sound negative as well, but as human beings, we tend to actually look at the negative, and have the negative has more impact on us than the positive. And I think that's why we see over the years this plethora of, like, you know, of magazine articles and books on helping us to reframe things and to look on the brighter side and be positive, because we really do look at the negative. And I think our brains are just have a bias towards that. I think we can blame evolution, you know, because in many, many years gone by, in early human history, you know, we had to really pay attention to dangers and to negative threats that literally were life or death. And they've done so many studies now, you know, where they put people into MRI machines and they test their brains when they're given positive news or negative news. And there's no question that when they, you know, get negative information, more of the brain lights up. So it's interesting that we are more biased towards negativity. We have what we call a negativity bias generally.
Yeah, so in fact, it's almost a survival thing. It's that we're hardwired to be negative.
We are. We're completely hardwired to be negative. I think there's a lot more in the past that obviously depended on being negative, and negative being more alert, you know, being more aware, you know, looking for danger. And I suppose on a physical level, there's a lot less compared to when we were running around hunting, and running around in the bush kind of situation. But certainly our brains haven't evolved to think more positively. And I think, again, that's why it takes so much more effort to be positive. It takes a lot more effort to look at the bright side. And I think that's why we sometimes get frustrated when people kind of say, look at the bright side, because it is easier to look at the negative.
Yes.
And if you think about, you know, your daily experiences, you know, when you think about reading bad news, that tends to stick in your mind, rather than often the good news.
Yes, well, I did some research on this when I was writing my book, and we talk about bad news on social media, that is. I used that as the measure. I asked Tanya Curry to look at this for me, and she put in some good news stories and bad news stories. And what she found when she looked at this was that we speak about bad news for a week on social media. We speak about good news for 24 to 36 hours. So we don't talk about good news for very long at all. Gimple says, Howard, this is nonsense. We can all remember Spring Day 2019 on the 1st of August last year when we rubbed it in to all of our family who immigrated to Australia. That is true. I kept looking at the weather whenever we felt miserable. And I kept looking at the weather in Melbourne and saying, yeah, well, yeah, Vilmos. David Zimmerman says, misery is like, Carol Zimmerman says, misery likes a friend. And that is absolutely true. We like to share it. We like to connect around terrible stories, don't we?
And when you think about it, I mean, you know, just think about our daily interactions. When we hear about a new person, or we, you know, someone describes a person maybe we don't know, we tend to, you know, even if we have so many positive things, we tend to remember the negative, like those, even if it's just one or two things. But they tend to be a little bit tardy on time. You know, that sticks out in your your mind rather than the list of wonderful things that you you know, that you have heard about them. And again, that's that, as we say, that's that negativity bias. And I think especially now with coronavirus around,
That's it. Yeah. Dina Diamond says spring days have always been cold historically. I know this because my daughter always has dancing concerts at the beginning of September. She says it's a thing, but this year she feels, as she says, I think we're allowed to be more miserable.
And I think that's such a good point that Dina's making, because it's really about, we're really miserable. You know, everyone's talking about 2020, you know, that, and I think that's what we're going to hear in the future. I'm hearing people say that, she said it was so 2020 when it was like a bad song or a bad, you know, anything negative. You know, how was that meal? After 2020.
I need to start weaving it into conversation more.
So I think for me, we are ready. Are so immersed, and I think for good reason. You know, it's been a very tough year in negativity, and so I think again, you know, if we're really hardwired to look for the negative, and it's easier to remember and see the negative, sure, you know, I think we're going to be more biased towards the negative even more this year. Any time, any year, it's a struggle, even when things are going, if you want to call it normally. It's a struggle for us humans to be positive.
That is exactly what the issue is that we're hardwired to be negative. We definitely are more attracted to the negative. And when we presented with something that truly is negative, well, then all hell breaks. So David, it is objectively a very challenging year. We can't hide that, and in fact, denying ourselves that would be problematic, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, when you think about the concept of therapy, we always say it's about actually, you know, speaking the truth, speaking the hard truth, you know, and dealing with it. So I think for me, absolutely, it's not about ignoring how difficult things are. And I think, as we've said in the past, that's often what we tend to do as human beings, to try and make things better. It's just brush it over, try and make it better immediately, you know, say it's going to be fine, or it's going to be over soon, or let's distract ourselves and do something else, instead of actually doing the first step, which is to sit and to really understand our feelings. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's so important to have your feelings affirmed, that this is a very, very tough time for most people, maybe all people. So I think that's an important place to start.
And what worries me is getting stuck there, you know, ruminating and getting stuck in that place. Yes, it's been a hard year, but that doesn't mean that Spring Day this year is out to get us. It doesn't mean that Spring Day is it's almost defeatist. Well, yeah, of course we expected Spring Day to be cold and raining because it's 2020. I mean, we could look at it, we could turn it around and say, wow, the rain came 5 weeks early this year. We are 5 weeks ahead in terms of rain. The air is clear. I normally suffer from allergies for the next few weeks from the dust in Joburg and Gauteng. For me now, this is the best thing possible because the air has cleared. Everything is going to be blooming in a few days when the sun comes out.
Absolutely. And that's the point we're making, I think, is that, you know, because we are already in this really tough situation, anything that happens, it was bound to happen, you know, and you know, it's 2020. But also when we're having bad luck generally, this is the third thing that's happened. Well, it's just,
it always happens
anyway.
So there are people that'll say, well, that's, you know, our family luck, or that's what happens to us, you know. you know, and you kind of feel that, well, maybe it invites it. I don't know if it does.
No, I think for me, I don't know if it invites it, but I do think for me, as I say, this bias towards negativity is something I think we really need to be aware of, and especially now that there's a reality to the negativity, there's a reality to the tough year that we're having. And as you say, we need to acknowledge that. But I think, as you're saying, very importantly, you know, it's not about dwelling on it and spending all your time just kind of in the negativity, because remember, it takes more for the positive experience to be remembered. It takes so much more energy. So I think that's why, you know, we hear so much about mindfulness, being mindful. And really, you know, people might be really tired of hearing about this, but it's really useful to be mindful, especially when you have a positive experience. Because when you have a positive experience, as we said, it takes so much more energy to remember it. You know, negative experiences go into your long-term memory almost immediately, and it stays there, as you said earlier. But the positive ones don't. And that's why we need to. I think it's so important that we work harder when we do have a positive experience to actually dwell on the positive. When you're having it and just after it, to actually, you know, bathe yourself in it, you know, smother yourself in the positivity, because it actually does take more for our brains to absorb the positive. We unfortunately, I read a very interesting research article a couple of months ago where they again looked at people's brains when they had the excitement of winning $50 and to lose $50, and the fear of losing $50 was so much more and again caused so much more activity in the brain than actually that excitement of winning. So I think again, that just highlights the fact that, you know, when we say, you know, we really need to, you know, immerse ourselves in the simkas and really stop and be mindful when we do have some fantastic moments. And I think, you know, we all do, to a greater or less extent, maybe even small victories in the day. And those are the things that we need to just stop and say, yeah, this, you know, 2020 has been, difficult, but this is a good point. This is something good that's happening. So it's all about being mindful and looking for the good.
Well, I do think that following what you're saying, David, and I agree 100%. Unsigned says, David, you are inspiring. Such a wonderful message. Yossi says, Boker Tov team, I laugh when people tell me it's so bad. It's 2020, because for the last 30 something years, every year I hear from the same people how bad this year has been, and I can't wait until the year is over. It's negativity by nature, positivity by design. And I really, yes. I really do believe that, because, you know, if you go to an event, you know, I always look at that, and you stand in the corner thinking, I don't want to be here. I just want this to be over. And then you go home, you're going to have one experience. If you go to that event and say, wow, I'm so excited about the opportunities that are going to present themselves at this event, and now I'm open to those opportunities, and I'm seeing them in a, and you feel more positively inclined, you will come back. You will come home having found positive opportunities and found something really, really good about it. You know,
absolutely. I mean, we can use that example. It's an excellent example. And, you know, we've all been to a wedding or to a bar mitzvah, and maybe we've arrived in a bad, you know, whatever it might be, and everyone starts to do the horrors of dancing, whatever it might be, and we kind of on the periphery. We just do what we need to do, stand by the table and clap for, you know.
Just make sure you're in the video once.
Yeah, you can go talk outside kind of thing. But if you make a conscious decision, and I've experienced this, where you go, you know, I'm going to be, even if you're not close, you know, your close relatives or close friends, to actually immerse yourself in the simcha. There's no question, and I'm sure a lot of people like myself that has this experience, that you actually, by being, allowing yourself to be positive, allowing yourself to feel the positivity and just the wonderful feelings around a simcha, you just have a completely different experience. Because actually positivity is, you know, and that wonderful feeling is also infectious if you allow yourself to, you know, to feel it. So I would say absolutely. We are negative buggers, us human beings. But so spend time when you do have positive experiences to stop and really, as we say, maybe we can immerse ourselves in that and really just recognize that there are positive things happening. Mm. And even though we are having a tough year, especially this year, that there are some amazing things happening around us.
Absolutely right. David Abramson, psychologist in a private practice. Thank you for that. That's exactly what we needed. Have a great one, and we'll, of course, catch you next week.